So we stop at page 106, 107. So still on the first, this is actually the second second sub-chapter. Yeah. after which Venerable Subhuti has started asking questions. And here the Buddha is making a reply. So we stop at the 何以故? 若菩萨不住相不施其福，其福德不可思量。 So here, the Buddha is making a statement about how if a bodhisattva were to do giving, the practice of giving, without attachment. And of course, attachment, then there are different degrees of attachment. We have gone through very thoroughly for the past how many months this section here, going into the subtle nuances of attachment to the self, to the ego, attachment to the things that we own, also. So attachment to things or phenomena, 我执法执, so the self and all phenomena. So over here we continue. So I think we finish this paragraph. So the new paragraph. 如果能修无相布施, usually when we do the practice of giving, we just give. We don't really think so much into the subtle nuances of what is going on in our mind and so. But actually, in terms of the practice, then there's a lot of differences. Here, 如果能修无相布施, that means to give without any grasping on to any features at all. In other words, to all phenomena. 达到圣境的时候, to the point where you arrive at the enlightened stage. Oh, not easy, huh? 不管所受用的衣食住, 是怎样的情形, so once you have reached that stage, the enlightened stage, so regardless of whatever you receive in terms of the requisites, 衣食住, so these are the first three of the four requisites. We can say the four requisites also. The clothing, food, the lodging, and medication. So all the basic necessities. So here, 不管是怎么样的情形, so regardless of how these requisites are, in other words, maybe the clothing you receive are to your liking, maybe not to your liking, maybe it's very refined, maybe it's very rough, maybe the food is tasty, maybe not so tasty, and so on. For most of us, if we have a choice, do you want to choose the clothing you like or choose the clothing you don't like? Of course, choose the one that you like, correct? How about food? Do you choose the food that is to your preference or liking, or do you choose the one that you don't like? Naturally, the one you like. Except when you're at work, as I mentioned before, no time. So you choose the one that is shortest queue. Even then, it is based partially on your liking, on your preference. You prefer to have food from a shorter queue, so it's still based on your preference. So, what if you cannot get it? If you cannot get it, I think for most people, you won't kick up a big fuss anyway. But if you repeatedly don't get it, or if you know that you actually can get it, but people purposely don't let you get it, then, but here it says, if you are enlightened to the point, even regardless of how the requisites are, what happened? 内心依然清净自在. In the mind, still, not tainted. In other words, no defilements arise. 清净. In the mind, the enlightened ones, regardless of whatever they receive, the mind is still at peace. Yeah, at ease and pure. No defilements arising. Yeah, won't be like, why give me pure fresh? Not the other type. How come this one like that? How come that one like that? No other example. Okay, look for example. Then look at this. What is inside? Hong Do Tan. How come no green bean soup? I'm not a very good calculator. So even for me as a not very good calculator, for most of the time when people offer food, I'm usually quite okay. Except, let me tell you something quite funny about me. If you offer me some food that you yourself don't even eat, then for me that is not very acceptable. Yeah. Because, like, for example, when Xiu Ming invite me to her family, and then the whole family sit down, we have meal together. Whatever I eat, they eat. So, Xiu Ming quite a good cook. Cha bi hun, curry. Yeah. Then usually got fruits. Then before that, there's the drink with the, what is that? The matcha seeds. Then sometimes got mango. Sometimes still have ice cream. So my wife should be quite happy, right? I mean, actually happy. Yeah. But if... yeah, so for me, even not a very good cultivator, actually quite agreeable. But sometimes I wonder, yeah, is it because you all offer food that is agreeable? What if you all offer disagreeable food to me? Next time when you invite some food, maybe you should cook something else that you think I don't like. But then maybe I let that come out for you. So I'm purposely to not so good also. But I ever encountered one student offer me healthy food. I'm always very afraid that people offer me healthy food. Long story short, it's very healthy food. Steamed pumpkin, steamed vegetable, everything steamed. No salt, no sugar, no oil, purely steam. Between me and the food, it is as close as it gets to the ground. But, so that I have to admit to you, I'm not very good company. So at that moment when I see that brown rice and no nothing, I was like, wow, the come up. Yeah, I'll be very honest with you. Yeah, I'm not very comfortable when I see it. Luckily, no video camera. So, you see? Yeah, but that was not the problem. Then I asked her, so are you going to join me for the lunch? She said, no, this one all for you. This one, very healthy food. Then I said, but have you had your lunch? She said, no, I haven't had my lunch. What are you going to eat? Oh, I'm going to eat downstairs. What are you going to eat? The first thing is when I answer, so do you usually eat this? No. This one is just for you. So before that day, I really try to work on myself, you know. Whatever people, every time people ask me what I want to eat, I'll just say, whatever you offer, I will eat. As long as it's permitted by the Buddha, yeah, not animal, that is wild animal meat, not human flesh, not wild meat, you know, and so on and so forth. Yeah. But after that meal, I decided, no, I must. So when people ask me, so what do you want to eat? I say, whatever you yourself will eat, I will eat. Ha 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 teacher who is Arahant, then maybe no such a funny joke. Yeah, aren't you glad your teacher is not Arahant? If it's Arahant, no funny story. So here my teacher is saying, for enlightened being, whatever is received, but I know clearly, that split second, there was a bit of, but I still didn't finish the whole meal. Yes, yes.
So what if people offer me bean that I don't eat?
For you, you have no...
I don't eat beef.
Huh? You don't eat beef, huh? Then you tell them I don't eat beef, huh?
You tell them, right?
Yeah, you are not observing any precepts there. Yeah. I will tell you, sometimes when people ask me, so Sifu, you are vegetarian, I'll tell them I'm 99.997% vegetarian. Because in my 17 years of monkhood, eggs aside, I openly tell people I eat. Yeah, I mean, I eat what you want. Yeah. But there are people who, Sifu, you ate it. So last when every Thursday when students offer food, I take picture, post online. Actually, it's a very subtle way to encourage people to eat, take vegetarian food. But some students, when they see the egg, then they write in Facebook, Sifu, is that real egg? I'm like, yeah, very real. Sifu, can you eat on that? Yeah, I just don't eat meat, I eat eggs. But in these 17 years, I have eaten meat twice. I think about twice. Once was when I was going to Myanmar. Then the flight, usually they just give peanuts. So I never go and, you know, select vegetarian meal. So then, when I got on flight, somehow they gave a full meal. Even the student who happened to be there, same flight, he was surprised. How come there's a full meal? And then it was pork chop. So I'm like, any other options? Well, I didn't know that there's meal. So I thought it's peanut, ma, peanut, no vegetarian, peanut, ma, ma. So they offered, they gave me the pork chop. So I ate pork chop that flight. But as I was eating it, I was like, I mean, pork chop all the way tasted like that, man. How come? I don't know whether it's because it's airline food, right? So not so nice. But that moment I realized, I don't have any craving for meat. Yeah, but I was thinking, if I don't eat it, then they will throw away. And is that because I took the flight? So I decided, okay, I eat. But I can clearly say I was eating it because it was presented, not because I have that desire. The other time I had a meal that has meat was when I first came back to Singapore, I was observing very stringently to all the monastic cook, to the point where, you know, just like I said, right, whatever is offered, I will take. So one ex-colleague asked me, so what do you want to eat? I said, well, whatever you offer, I'll eat. So the person said, so even if it's meat, is it okay? I said, it's up to you. I mean, I wasn't trying to, you know, look for loophole and then eat meat. But I was genuinely, sincerely trying to observe their practice. So he brought me to a restaurant. Heng Heng Shui Shui, my cousin works there. So it was a bit awkward. Then he come out with, Sifu! I'm like, so sometimes quite yin wang. Not that I desire, I was trying to observe the practice, but to give, to take whatever is, you know, given. So whatever is given in the pata, ma, so you eat. Ma. So that was the only other meal where I actually took. I think it was my next colleague, he ordered the what? Ha, gao, la, su, ma, chang, su, all those things. Yeah. but it was a seafood restaurant. So I didn't sense it from the buds. Like seafood cannot. Yeah, so took the what? Those dian xing.
Oh, they want a lot of onsen.
Yeah, so I took that. And again, I'm like, but only that two meal. After that, I make a point. I say whatever you want. Yes, there's that practice, but if you give me a chance, give me vegetarian food. Yeah. In the past, I'm a very strong meat eater. Yeah. If the meal don't have pork, don't have egg, for I mean, almost bank table. I think I've bank table before. So, but I'll be like, yeah, like, you know, if I'm born today, what I'll be saying is, Ma, you have one job. That's how extreme, how bad I was. But somehow along the way, somehow that desire just slowly, yeah, okay. But I don't see I'm a cultivator. Not a very good one. So if even for Sifu, not a very good cultivator, can overcome that, you know, for food, then I think most of you can do it also. Not too difficult. So here, 内心依然清净自在. From this, actually, we can also figure out something else. In our day-to-day life, when our mind is not 清净, when our mind is not pure, that means there's defilements, there's greed, hatred, delusion, there's anger, frustration. It's basically that you are not getting what you want. You don't get what you want, then you're not happy. Quite actually, huh? So, ask yourself, what is the cause of our unhappiness? Is it because we don't get what we want, or is it because there's a want? You know what I mean? Yeah? Because our happiness, we can turn around and look at what is the source of our happiness. It is because our usual source of happiness is based on what we want, what we desire. This is worldly happiness. We don't say that is not happiness. That is happiness. But that kind of happiness has a good friend, worldly suffering. You get what you want, you're happy. You don't get what you want, you're not happy. And even when you get what you want, that thing can be lost, then you're not happy. Yeah. But on the reverse, this 清净自在, to be pure, that means no defilement, and 自在 at ease. Yesterday I had a conversation with a long-time student, now not quite a student, because she has went to the other side. then she was quite funny. She said, Sifu, very sad, lost a lot of friends. So I said, for me, whoever come for teachings, I still welcome them. Doesn't matter what you believe in. But of course, certain modicum of, you know, what do you call it? Decorum. Some level of decorum is expected. So we were discussing about if someone do something that is not agreeable, you know, with some unpleasantness, then what would you do? So I was sharing something, then she cut me and she said, oh, Sifu, you still hit back. Her point is that for most people, or rather in her opinion, all of us, right, whether you're Buddhist or Taoist or Christian or whatever religion, in the end, when things are going your way, you're okay. When things are not going your way, then you will fight back. So I said, I don't say everybody is like that. I think there are some people who can also not be like that. And she said, so I told her, I asked her, how about St. Francis? because she go to the other side, I must use example that she can relate to. Then she said, no lah, that one not counted. I said, also human being, what you want to be counted. So it's on this basis that you're having this discussion. So when I said that, well, that something happened, then I respond, and then she said, oh, so see, Sifu, you also hit back. And this is what I'm trying to highlight. Just because we have a response doesn't mean we are hitting back. The opposite is even funnier. Just because we don't respond doesn't mean we are not hitting back. Because in our day-to-day life, many times when things are not agreeable, we don't have a choice but to just... We are not hitting back. We may even smile and say, can. Now your boss asks you, hey, need you to do OT. Can. Does it mean that we really accept it? Does it mean we are at peace? 清静自在? Not necessarily. But if we were to respond, does it mean we are not 清净自在? Also not necessary. Then I told her, I said, trouble with you all is, every time Sifu scold you all, then you all say, oh, Sifu, don't be angry. Scolding you doesn't mean I'm angry. Not scolding you doesn't mean I'm not angry. But we are so used to the mindset, someone scolding someone must be angry. Because we are only used to this method. Scold out of anger. Doesn't have to be this way. Doesn't have to be this way. Yeah. Even more importantly, this 清净自在. Who's 清净自在? In this world, who's 清净自在 is most important? Our own. Yes. Other people's 清净自在 none of our business. Yeah. That's why in the Chinese tradition we have this saying. 个人吃饭,个人饱,个人修行,个人养. Just as each of us, if we eat, then we feel ourselves, our stomach. If we don't eat, we don't feel our stomach. If you cultivate, you liberate yourself. You don't cultivate, you don't liberate. Don't be so concerned about how other people are. Now, unless you're the sifu, that is your duty. So unless some students come and tell me, denounce me as sifu, okay lah, then not my problem anymore. So, 不是世间的富贵荣华所能及. So this state of purity in the mind and to be at ease. At ease is a very brief statement. What it means is that the mind is unperturbed. Not disturbed. The mind is not disturbed. You submit a paper for review, come back, rejected. Not disturbed. But not disturbed doesn't mean you don't look on it. Disturbed doesn't mean you look on it, isn't it? But if you are disturbed, then maybe you feel disheartened. Submit 10 times, still rejected. Oh, shit. Don't want to do it anymore. Hey, do you submit paper for publishing?
Yes.
You do a publish paper on yourself. Yeah. Not easy. Actually, nothing is easy in this world. The easiest thing to do, you know what is it? Get stuck in samsara. Very easy. Yeah. Just do whatever you want, then you get stuck in samsara. Yeah. That's the easy way. But not out, not easy way out. 世间上荣华富贵的人, 可能衣食住比一般人好. Yeah, so those who enjoy the laps of luxury, who have money, who have wealth, who have a lot of material wealth and so on, yeah, their requisites, that means their clothing, their food, lodging and everything, may be superior compared to others. Superior compared to most people. Then, what happened? 表面上看起来很快乐. On the surface, it looks like, hey, quite happy. Yeah? Drive a big car, stay in a big house. I mean, not against any of you, maybe some of you really drive a big car. Yeah. 说其实不一定，说 kidding 啊，不一定。So it doesn't mean that if you drive big car and have a big house, you are definitely suffering. Here it says, you are not definitely 清净自在。On the surface, yes, happy. But there are those who have wealth and who have material comfort, but also at ease. And the mind is also not disturbed. But hard to see. Harder to see. Because no visible problem. But doesn't mean that they don't have problems to face up. Yeah. Imagine if let's say your life is very miserable, then you get cancer. Then maybe some people may feel, ah, yeah, ah, 早点解脱 not like really 解脱 but you know, have a try again. But if you imagine, wow, your work is, wow, you're, you know, director of many companies, CEO, or respected in the industry, everything, then your husband is learning, your wife is learning, kids are very smart, everything well, then you're gonna cancer. Which is easier to accept? Maybe both are difficult. Hard to say. So, 其实不一定，他心里可能很苦恼。So, the outward appearance is not a guarantee for the inward peace. Maybe in the mind, a lot of trouble. 比如政府官员为国家的事情很辛苦，有时候人是摆不平，心里面也不见得快乐。So, if you look at my teacher's the transcription, the transcripts, sometimes you will talk about政府官员啊。Sometimes you will talk about historical figures, the kings in the past, the emperors in the past, and things like that. Doesn't mean that he's a political monk. But he often brings this up. Why? Because if you talk about wealth, if you talk about power, then that is like, for most countries, that is the maximum. So he brings that up as an example to highlight, even at that level, so what? Still facing the same problem. So why do you chase that? Maximum you can chase, you reach that point, you're still having the same problem. So, so sometimes certain things you cannot settle. Yeah. 有些时候人是摆不平 yeah. Human relation or certain things, you cannot settle it, you cannot resolve. Then what happened? 心里面也不见得快乐。Whether you are working in the government, yeah, civil service or private sector, same thing. Yeah. If you are at work and you can't settle certain matters, then do you feel good? Not so easy. Yeah. Maybe during the office hours you feel troubled. After office hours, when you go back home, continue to be troubled. Yeah. Maybe continue to be troubled. So, 另外家里的事情更难处理、啊、Even my teacher、yeah, ordained since young. So、he never worked in the corporate sector. He also never set up family. He never even part-time before. But he also know. I mean, there are a few things troubling us. Work lah, family lah. You know, a few things. So maybe things at home.Even more difficult to handle. 所以不见得是真实的安乐住。So worldly achievement of wealth and so on, that is not a true, in a way, refuge for happiness. Not a reliable source of happiness.Can get happiness. We don't say if you don't get happiness. All of you have family, and friends, and work. Yeah, you can get satisfaction. You can get happiness, but that kind of happiness is not reliable. So, 若是能够修学圣道，达到圣境的时候，So instead, if you can practice the enlightened path, yeah, and reach the enlightened stage, then what happen? 一切时一切处都是自在的。In all places, at all times. Yeah. Not just when you're at home, then you're happy. Wow, cannot stand work. And some people are opposite. Cannot stand home. Yeah. There are some people, wow, early morning, quickly go to work. Yeah. Not that they really like work, but comparing work and home, they prefer work. Yeah. It's not a joke. It's actually quite sad. I know of some students, they come to me for counseling, they say there are some periods of their life they really don't go back home. Even after work, no OT, they just stay in the office or they just go walk around in the shopping center, walk until 9 plus, close, okay, then they go back home. Go back and just wash up and sleep. Yeah. So, not for everybody. Some people, they find happiness at home, they don't find happiness at work. Some people find happiness at work, not at home. Okay, did I cover both? You know lah. Here, 一切时一切处 at all times, at all places, you are able to be at ease. Your mind is not perturbed, not disturbed at all. How to have this kind of state? You must become enlightened. There was a student, there was someone recently, I really appreciate what the question sometimes that was asked. So one student asked me, can I not be enlightened? Do I have to choose to be enlightened? I said, no. In Buddhism, we don't have this kind of mindset that anybody must be enlightened. You don't say, you don't want to be enlightened. What do you want? Something you want or not? Say yes. No, we don't have this kind of mindset. Yeah. Then the interesting thing is, then I ask, but do you know what is being enlightened? The truth is actually most people are a bit unclear. So when I explain, enlightenment means to be free of suffering. Do you want suffering? No, I don't want. So do you want to be free of suffering? Yes, I want. So do you want to be enlightened? Go on. yes. So sometimes we have a stigma, you know. We have a stigma towards some things. It's okay. So take time to learn the Dharma, then it becomes clearer. Because the truth is, I can tell you, at least maybe 50%, maybe 70-80% of Buddhists don't really know what being enlightened means. Yeah. Don't even know what Buddha means or Bodhisattva means. Feels like Buddha, Bodhisattva is some special being, you know, that is just like that all the time. Then we are like that. Then we need them to copy us. I don't say there's no copy, but they were once like us. And if given the right cultivation and effort and practice, we can become like that also. And when we say become like the Buddha, what does it mean? Be free of suffering? That's why many years ago, the first time I heard this, if you ask anyone, when regardless of their religion, you ask them, do you want to have suffering? The right answer is, nobody wants suffering. If you ask anyone, do you want to be free of suffering? Everybody will tell you, yeah, they want to be free of suffering. In which case, then everybody wants to become enlightened. Yeah. But the moment you say enlightened, then sometimes we get worried. What does it mean? So think about it. Yeah. 安乐自在, yeah, 清净自在, to become this state, to be free of suffering. If we familiarize ourselves with this, then it gives us more impetus, more reason, more motivation. Yeah. But sometimes, I mean to be very frank, sit down there and meditate, versus go and watch TV, relax. Which one is more attractive? So of course, watch TV, right? Go out with your friend, kai kai, go to a cafe, go to a shopping center. Even if you don't buy anything, just walk around, aircon. Then maybe you go to the supermarket, sample food. Yeah. Or later, then you say, hey, there's a new movie, go and watch. As long as it's within your expenditure means, why not, right? Compared to go for Dharma class, then don't even have a proper seat, have to sit on the floor. And then sometimes the sifu keep on going on and on, already past the time, don't stop. You know? So, quite obviously, what's the point, right? So, it's the same for anything, you know. You need to have a reason for doing it. So, familiarizing ourselves with the benefits of enlightenment is also crucial. Don't think to yourself, no, we should cultivate with no desire. Yeah, when you finish, then you have no desire. Before that, there's always a want. The question is, what is your want? You cannot be telling me that you go through so much of this for nothing. If I now tell you, actually, you meditate all day, you don't get anything one. Would you come back next week? You know, all we are saying is, you do all this, depending on what you do, then you get different things. You do worldly good, you get worldly results, pleasant. You do harmful deeds, you get painful results. If you manage to transcend the desire for worldliness, then you transcend worldliness. Yeah. Then, I have some motivation, I want to go through this. Then, when Sifu go on and on, you say, you don't feel like, So, 所以他的福德不可思量 So as a result, his merit is immeasurable. You cannot fathom how wide it is. Yeah, because regardless of whatever happened, he's able to remain unperturbed. Yeah. So meaning that for enlightened ones, no matter what happens, they stop planting unwholesome seeds. Yeah. Only planting wholesomeness. Whatever thoughts arise, wholesome. Can you imagine? For unenlightened beings, it's like, to that state, you know. So it's unfathomable. Yeah. You cannot fathom how wide that merit is. Yeah. That's why, 其福不可思量. 若是这位菩萨得无生法忍. But if this Bodhisattva has attained to the unconditioned element, yeah, in other words, attained at least first fruit, yeah, the first stage of enlightenment, 初地、二地、三地、四地入圣境的时候, yeah, so have attained to this state, yeah, from first stage onwards, then 他可以做国王. If he wants to, he can become the ruler of a country. That's now one of the student asked, with the merit, can we make a decision where to be reborn in? Not just where you want to be reborn, you can even decide, do you want to become a king? Do you want to become prime minister or president? I mean, president, you have to choose the right country. So, 他可以做国王, 这不同于凡夫做国王, but it is different from unenlightened beings being kings or emperor. The same goes for if you become the boss of a company. People become boss, you also become boss. But maybe when people become boss, they have a lot of defilements. So they can make money also, but while they are making money, they also commit bad karma. But when you become a boss of a company, maybe you use wisdom to guide the employees. And maybe you even inspire them to become wholesome. keeping up, not necessarily become Buddhist, but become wholesome. That's keeping. Okay? So, 这不同于凡夫做国王, 他那大自在的境界, yeah, his, the state that he's in, yeah, unperturbed state, a great unperturbed state, 也是起伏不可思量, yeah, it's difficult to imagine, it's quite unfathomable. So, 所以佛法被称为这个宝, 的道理就因为它能令你安乐自在. And so the Buddha Dhamma is considered a gem, a treasure, precisely because of this. It can help you to have true peace and happiness, to be unperturbed. In this world, we learn, you know, in school we learn about a lot of things. We learn about this physical world, we learn about history, a lot of things. In a way, learning all this is to help us to be in control. Isn't it? Yeah. But does it help us to be in control of our mind? Not necessarily. Yeah. It teaches you how to calculate with people, how to estimate, how to do forecasting, all kinds of work. I mean, we don't say that that is stupid. It's very intelligent. But if things don't go your way, are we still in control? Not necessarily. So, 即使在世间上做一般人或者做富贵的人, 都是安乐自在. If you can learn the Buddha Dhamma and cultivate to various degrees, to the point where you can actually use it in your life, then whether you are ordinary folks or if you are one of great wealth, you can still have true inner peace and happiness and be unperturbed. Buddhism does not advocate that you must be poor then you are cultivated, or you must be rich. No, that is immaterial. But it says that if you can learn the Dharma and practice, then whether you are rich or poor, you can be happy. You can have true inner peace. The distinction. Anyone can give you money. Yeah. Anyone can see a poor person and give that person money. The money can help the poor person to be happy for a while. But when money is used, I'm not happy again. They have to give more money. We can say, Sifu, never heard about a story, man? Give the man a rock, man, then can, you know, yes, you can maybe give the person education, give the person the livelihood, then he can feed himself for a whole life, right? Does it mean that the person is happy with a job? There was once a student asked me, why I choose to ordain? She said, if you don't ordain, then you know, now there's earthquake, you have more resources to help. So I told that student, yes, in a way, yes. But when there's earthquake, they are suffering. You help them with material support, you remove that suffering, right? But before there's earthquake, do you think they were not suffering? Do you think they were very happy? No earthquake. No, before earthquake, they were perfect. Their life was perfect, very happy. Is that the case? Before there's the economic crisis, yeah? Were people happy? Before someone get retrenched, are they necessarily happy? Of course, if someone get retrenched, we should do what we can to help them find a job. But that doesn't solve the root problem. The root problem is whether inside their mind, their heart, is it at ease? Does it have wisdom inside? So, Buddhism is not just interested in solving the short-term problem. No food, short-term problem. Bad health, short-term problem. No job, short-term problem. Long-term problem is whether there's true inner peace. So, 专心, sorry, I skipped one part. so, 都是安乐自在，和凡夫完全不是一样的。Not the same as ordinary folks, unenlightened folks. 所以我们现在放弃世间的一切，专心的修学佛法是值得的。Of course, this statement, you don't take it wrongly. This was probably a teaching given towards the Sangha. So 以我们现在放弃世间的一切。I attend the wrong class. this was compiled when my teacher was giving teachings to the Sangha. So did you all 放弃世间的一切? Did you all give up everything in the world? No, all the worldly things, never. But still the second part, 专心的修学佛法是值得的。Did you all put in effort and focus on learning Buddha Dharma? If you do so, don't worry, it's worth it.因为 why is it worth it? 因为将来会有很好的成就。Because in future you will have very good accomplishment, but not worldly accomplishment. But if you cultivate in this way, the worldly accomplishment come as part of it. Except that when you do get it, you are also not disturbed. That's the advantage.If you just cultivate the worldly accomplishment, when you get it, worldly accomplishment give you, you know, without the cultivation of the supramundane path, you can get a lot of things also. But when you get it, what will you do with it? That is the problem. 不应该为了一件事就被系缚住。So previously I mentioned about 系缚。Then a lot of students like, Sifu really got such a word. Yeah. Because my teacher always used this word. Yeah. And it means to fetter, to bind you. Yeah. Not that physically someone take a rope, tie you up. But we are bounded by our defilements. Our defilements decide for us, do this, say that, think in this way. Yeah. In this way, we are bounded. We have no freedom.Now, different. Yeah. When we learn Buddha Dharma, we free ourselves from the defilements. Then we are free to truly act in ways that is beneficial to ourselves and others. Yeah. So, but when we are bound up, what happened? 不能出家修行。Well, finally, we come to a new part. So, I know it's time to stop. I want to... Yeah. So, 须菩提，于云何东方虚空可思量故，不也世尊。Oh, finally. Yeah. So, the Buddha addressed Venerable Shri Puti, 于意云何。So, this is a classical language.Phrase, yeah, classical text kind of expression. 于云何, it means what do you think? Yeah. So you will see this expression in many of the classical texts. Yeah. So many of the sutras, when they were translated, well, actually not many, all the sutras. Yeah, all the sutras translated to Chinese were during the classical time. So the language is like that. So translated to English is what do you think?So, Shri Puti, what do you think? Notice, the Buddha addressed Venerable Shri Puti as Shri Puti because he's the teacher, he addressed the student. For us, if we make references, we say Venerable Shri Puti. But sometimes I notice some of the Buddhist scholars. Because in the academic field, the tendency is you just refer to the name. You don't put the honorific. Yeah.So, sometimes I notice some of the scholars, whether lay or monastics, then they refer to Tai Shi. Look, I say sick and funny. It must be Tai Shi Da Si. Or sometimes they say, 应顺什么什么。你跟他很熟吗? You know? But I don't blame them, because in the academic field, the tendency is they just cite the name, they don't put the honorific in front of me.But as Buddhists, I feel that we should maintain that. Yeah. Not for others but for ourselves. Because it is to remind us of this person's role. Yeah, you just refer to the name, then after all you forget, no? Like this person is your kaki, your yeah. It's to remind ourselves this person's role, yeah, in the teachings. So the Buddha referred to Venerable Shri Koti. Shri Koti, you in her Dong Fang Shri Kong Ke Si Liang Bu. So ask him, what do you think? In the eastern direction, the vast space, yeah, the Shri Kong, that means the empty space, yeah, in the eastern direction, can you fathom the size? Yeah. So the reply, Bu Ye Shi Zhen, no. Honored one, world honored one. Si Zhen, here Si Zhen, this is another expression for the Buddha, world honored one. No, it is not possible. 不也世尊。下面用比喻表示福德的广大不可思量。须菩提，于云何东方虚空可思量不？你的心里怎么想？ What do you think? So, 东方的虚空有多大？ What is the size? How big is it? 有几高？你能想得上来吗？不也世尊，是不可思量。No, it's not possible. Then follow up. 须菩提，南西北方，是为上下，虚空可思量不？不也世尊。一方的虚空都不可思量，不可思维的，十方的虚空更是不可思量的。So, the east, then the west, the north, and the south. Si Wei Sang Xia. So the four directions, and the upper and the lower. Yeah. In any of these directions, can you go and consider, yeah, how large that is? No, not possible. So I want to just quickly touch on the next line. Shri Puti Pusa. Sorry, next page. Oops, next page, I never prepared it. Up to here. So let me just read to you. Shri Puti Pusa Wu Zhu Xiang Bu Shi Fu Da Yi Fu Ru Shi Bu Ke Si Liang. Shri Puti, Pusa Dan Ying Ru Suo Jiao Zhu. So the Buddha used the vastness of the space in the six directions, in all the various directions, to describe in the same way the merits of a Bodhisattva who do the perfection of giving without attachment. The merit is similar, limitless. You cannot fathom to what degree. So the Buddha used this. As we proceed, you will see many other similar kind of description, yeah, where the Buddha used to describe how unlimitless it is. Any questions? If not, then we will end today. Apologies. Just now, I was telling one student, in future I should really stop earlier during SVC so that there's time for Q&A. Then cover then 2 o'clock, okay, stop. Then I still go and ask any question, then talk. Yeah, I should stop around 2:45. That's all. 愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿得智慧真明了。
愿得智慧真明了。
不愿罪障悉消除。
愿罪障悉消除，
世世常行菩萨道。
世世常行菩萨道。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。